Alright, you ready?
Yes.
Welcome to Practical Rhyme with Fathers. Father Brian.
And Father Tate. And we're back on the series of Discernment of Spirits, the Rules by St. Ignatius of Loyola. And so this week we are going to start with rules number 5 and number 6 because they're very similar in dealing with talking about the topic of spiritual desolation. So I'll read rule number 5. It says, in time of desolation, never make a change, but be firm and constant in the proposals and determination which one was the day preceding such desolation, or in the determination which one was in the preceding consolation. Because as in consolation the good spirit guides and counsels us more, so in desolation the bad spirit with whose counsels we cannot find the way to a right decision.
So what does that mean in practicality? If you say a rosary every day, keep saying a rosary every day, even if you don't feel like saying a rosary every day. Mm-hmm. Whatever your practice is, doing a holy hour, doing a holy 10 minutes, whatever, whatever our spiritual life is, to not make change of that. I think we can look at Lent and say that about Lent too. Whatever we did for Lent, whether we feel good about doing whatever we're giving up or doing, like to continue that even if we don't feel like doing that. So not based on the feeling, so do not make a change or a goal in your change in your prayer life as the Lord is working in your life. So rule 6, similar. When in desolation, be active and work against by doing more prayer, meditation, examination of the root cause, and penance. So, to continue in desolation, to be active in desolation, so continue to not make spiritual changes in your life, and then to work against it by spending more time in prayer, meditation, and examination of a root cause, which we'll actually get to in Rule 9, what those root causes may be.
So an important disclaimer too, like with Rule number 5, don't make any changes. So often we focus on the negative, right? Like if you're in desolation and you feel stressed out, like don't make any changes at all. Like, but the devil could also present himself as the angel of light, meaning like you are in desolation, so you're trying to be faithful. And so, St. Ignatius teaches us to, in number 6, to pray against it. So I'm going to, instead of doing just a holy hour, I'm going to do 2 holy hours in a day, right? And so it's good to pray more, but within the context of, this is where it's good to get the guidance of a priest and saying like, hey, I used to pray a holy hour every day, but during Lent, I feel this dryness. I am called or inspired to pray more, but I don't know how to go about it. Maybe the Lord's asking you to increase your prayer by another like 5 or like 10 minutes, right? So when we make that huge jump from 1 hour every day to like 2 hours, like that's a lot. And so what the devil can do is then when those days where you can't pray to 2 hours, you're going to feel discouraged. And then he's going to accuse you, and then we're going to blame God ourselves, and then we're going to stop praying altogether. Right? So that's why desolation is just no. Be faithful to what you've already set up. Mm-hmm. And if you're called to pray more, seek the guidance of a good spiritual director or any good priest or religious sisters that you know. Hey, this is what I'm going through. What would you recommend? Right? What would you recommend?
Mm-hmm. Or do penance, work on a root cause, which we'll get to in Rule 9. Boom.